Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of our incredible recipes brings me to herb roasted fingerling potatoes. These are so good, so tasty. You're absolutely not going to want to miss this right here. A special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, Selzer and Diller Funeral Chapel, helping families and friends honor their loved ones, professional funeral and crematory services for all families. That's SelzerandDillard.com. Give them a call today, 559-635-1144. So my recipe is our herb roasted fingerling potatoes. Let's get started. What we're going to need first is 1 pound of fingerling potatoes. Now, anybody knows, if you've ever had a really good fingerling potato, what makes a fingerling potato so incredible is very simple. That nice, soft texture it gets when it cooks. It cooks up. It has a very creamy texture. So what we're actually going to do is get these fingerling potatoes. I want to cut them completely in half. Once we cut them in half, we're going to put them into 4 cups of vegetable oil. We want to get that vegetable oil up first because what we're going to do is a par cook, not a fry. I want to get that vegetable oil up to approximately 225 degrees. And we're going to just get the nice slices of the fingerling potato. We're going to go ahead and put them in the oil. Remember, it's very important not to season any of these potatoes until after they come out from the final cooking process, because the salt and the seasonings will break down the oil faster and it'll also burn your product. So what I'm going to do is, after we put our 4 cups of vegetable oil, I'm going to season them with salt and pepper after we put them in the second time. So the first time, I'm going to let them cook for about 5 minutes. And what this is going to do is ensure that we fully cook our potato. And then I'm going to raise the heat up to 360 to 375 degrees. Now, I do all of this in a Le Creuset Dutch oven. If you don't have one of those, you can use any kind of a pot. Just make sure it's not a nonstick pot, as it will burn and destroy. We don't want to destroy expensive pans or pots. What I'm going to do once they've cooked fully now for the 5 minutes is we'll put them in the oven, or we'll put them in the fire at 350 to 380. I like to say 360 to 375, but you know, it depends on how you're cooking these up. If everybody's cooking on a different style oven, this could make a huge difference. But what you pretty much want to make sure is that you're above 350 on your fryer oil. It's very, very important. Once they come out, I want to dry them up very, very gently using a nice paper towel. And then we're going to season them with paprika, granulated garlic, granulated onion, Italian season, and a little bit of salt, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.